Welcome to Orchestrated Gratitude. Sharing appreciation and gratitude is a hallmark trait of the Orchestrated Connecting community. I'm the gratitude junkie, Chris Palmore, the founder of GratitudeSpace.com, and with my co-host, the connector of connectors, David Holman, we bring you a weekly series dedicated to sharing gratitude towards the friends made through these orchestrated connections. This is Orchestrated Gratitude. Hi, I'm Chris Palmore, and welcome to Orchestrated Gratitude. This is a first episode. I've partnered up with my friend David Holman, and we're just here on a Friday morning to inspire and share some gratitude in our lives. I'm an author of gratitude books. I've got Space Gratitude Space, and basically, gratitude's completely changed my life. The amazing thing about the mind is that we get to choose what we focus on in a given moment, and when you're stuck in those moments, the more the practice of gratitude is a part of your life, the easier it is to pivot, to remember that whatever's going on in the moment is not your life, it's just a moment, and that there are many more moments and many moments to reflect on that can bring you into a joyful state. So, having said all that, my friend David Holman, how you doing, man?
I'm doing great, Chris. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Happy Friday, man. I'm so glad we can do this.
Absolutely. You know, I mean, I'd be a schmuck if I didn't say I'm grateful for partnering with you on this. So you have my gratitude to start off. I've been a big fan of all of your work. And over the time we've known each other, I just love the energy that you put into gratitude. And I think the most important thing that you put into that is really to understand where it comes from and where people need it in their lives.
Thanks, man. I appreciate you saying that. And, you know, what I've learned from all these conversations and the podcasting, all that's like, you know, gratitude is all in remembering. Right. It's all really about just remembering. And this is very in line with what we're talking about today. And I'm so excited to be doing this with you. You know, when you're in a grateful moment with somebody, or say you're even sitting at the park, right? Like, there's a lot of elements of grateful moments, degrees of gratitude, mind you, that have led you to be sitting in that peaceful state. And, you know, just talking about us, you know, me, if I want to go back 5 degrees of gratitude, how do I know David Holman? You know, you and I, our initial line was, I was in a 747 club meetup, Chris Schimmer's group, and we partnered in the same breakout room to talk about, I think it was somebody in our lives that we're grateful for. It was the main thing there. And that's when you spoke about your podcast and shared about how you appreciate these connections. I immediately was like, I've got to be friends with this guy. But there was that grateful moment. But how did I get into that room, right? Well, you know, you back it up one layer. The only reason I knew about Chris Schimbra is a guy named Cal Fussman has a podcast. And I was going running one day and I was just scanning. I decided I'm going to look at Cal's thing. I'm scanning and I see the word gratitude in one of the things. And it's because he's interviewing Chris, you know. So if I didn't listen to that podcast on that moment, I never would have heard about Chris and never would have met you. But then we back it up a little bit further. How did I know about Cal Fussman, right? Tim Ferriss had him on his podcast 4 or 5 years ago, and I was incredibly impressed with Cal's story and just amazed by who that was, you know. But it keeps going down the line with, you know, stuff like that. Who led me? Why was I listening to Tim Ferriss? Well, if I didn't listen to the Adam Carolla show, I wouldn't even know about podcasting. And then we back it up even further. You know, Adam Carolla is actually the one, his line about birthdays and appreciation is what led me to write my letter to my mother. On my birthday, my gratitude letter. So all that lines up. We could go further, but that's my 5 degrees of how did I become in the room with David, and then here we are.
I think it's a great example of what I call in my orchestrated connecting community, honoring the chain, Chris. That's something that's always been important to me, both specifically for the words, right? You know, gratitude, there's the parallel of that is nothing. It's just you are grateful or not. When I think of honor, it's the same thing. You honor or dishonor. So when you act honorably, when you act with graciousness and gratitude, you give people the respect they need. And for you, there's, you know, your chain is a lot of thought leaders, a lot of passion and innovation that led you to where you are. In my train and chain, it's actually a lot longer, but it's actually short at the same time, because it both starts with Chris Schimbra for us, and then it gets way back down to Chris Schimbra earlier on in my chain as well. So let me just walk you through that just so you understand some of the catalyst of how I see that it's incumbent upon us to take our gratitude and our graciousness and the we of the people who helped us in the past into our present. Mm-hmm. Because people are sitting on acts that they did often selflessly, they did kindly, and they did some cases without much thought, but it was profound for our lives. So Chris Shembra, I met through the Nexus community. I walked up to him and we realized we should have known each other a long time ago, but a very close friend named Michael Roderick actually thought we already knew each other and were great friends. And in terms of us meeting on 747, Shembra credits in one of his early podcasts, an intro I made for him to another Chris, actually, another Chris S to be clear, that intro was the catalyst for 747 Club. And so I was both a catalyst and a beneficiary of an intro I made because Shembra said, hey, I'm thinking about doing this type of dinner series. Who could you introduce me to? And I said, you got to talk to my other friend, Chris. So when I go back, right, I chase my life through this Nexus community that I've been very proudly part of for 9 years, to my friend Josh that brought me there, and my friend Bill who brought me into an organization I used to run, and that led me to meet Josh and have him become one of the young leaders and then the president. And I go back even further to my friend Jessica, who was introduced to me by the same Michael Roderick that thought I knew Chris Shembra all along. And the thing about this for us meeting in the last several years is that's a 21-year journey I just described in the span of about 7 connections. So these are massive touch points in my life that literally 7 people were the catalyst for. And when I just think back a little bit more, the reason that I even knew Michael to Jessica to Bill to Josh to Chris to you is because I had a woman who adopted me like I was her grandson. Not literally, because I have loving parents, but who was the grandparent I never had. And when I was new to New York and I was really scared of what this big city or what I thought this scary city was at the time, this woman, Doris's best friend, Abby, welcomed me in, brought me on to her Friday night dinners with friends. And because I was welcomed in like family, I was treated like family. And because of that, it launched my career. And that takes me back to when I was 11, when I met Doris. So when I think about this, right, I think about what call to action we can take, what gratitude we can express for people to understand that their seemingly insignificant introductions were profound catalysts for who we are today. And that's why I believe in orchestrated gratitude. You as a conductor of this, it's the same musical terminology. We are looking at a symphony of instruments in front of us and everyone having different melodies, but us all coming together at different points to make beautiful music together.
Hmm. That's beautiful. And I love how you took it so far back, man. That's the amazing thing, right? At any given moment, you could take it so far back when you start to look at those connections and appreciate those people. And it's that, it's amazing what one person can go, give a little more love to Chris Shembra, for example. You know, again, back, you know, he wrote me and two other people an email, a short email, said, you guys should connect up. It was like, really, this is here to get that connecting, like you're talking about, right? So brief, I had to read it twice, right? But out of that, you know, Peter Williams is a really good friend of mine. We've done a podcast series. We've done a whole bunch of things in gratitude, specifically just because he sent an email, not knowing if we were going to act on it. But it was so brief, but like, we were like, okay, this guy, when you trust somebody, you know, and they send you an intro, you're just curious, right? And you're excited because you don't know what's going to happen. But the amazing thing is anything can happen now that connection has been made.
It's true. And that anything that can happen is this really refined sense of empathy, of compassion, of interest, of understanding at a very core level, instinctually, how people might connect. I surround myself with these people. The community I run is nearly 840 individuals who all practice this. And although people have made businesses out of it, some have made really monumental change in the world. We do it because we can't help ourselves, because we would be remiss if we didn't make sure people who should have shared trust and value do, because of the way we can transfer and give that respect and trust to other people.
Right. And, you know, even speaking, Michael Roderick, the gate community, I've made so many amazing friends, and even people written for my books, interviews, you know, connections, just again, that's, you never know where that one, you know, that one person starts something. And then like, just like your community is the same thing, right? You had a community, get these people together. Next thing you know, all these things are happening because you were a catalyst to start that community and because you believe in the mission.
It's, there's belief, there's purpose, and there's a lot of people in this world who need to still find that. And that's why the practice of gratitude is absolutely key, because for every person we could name, and they would feel better for having, for us having voiced our gratitude to them, there are many people in our lives we are waiting for to know if we were impactful, and we might have just been little blips in their lives at some point, but then something we did profoundly changed them. And that's why, you know, with your practice, I'm always curious, you know, how much have you found that once people actually express this gratitude, it gives them a better graciousness in return?
Well, I find that people, we're creating these moments, right? And it's like, again, back to memory, right? And when you ask somebody or you give somebody a platform to share their heart, that was the thing that changed me. The first time I initiated someone to write a letter in gratitude, it completely changed my life, David. Because when you allow someone to have, it's like you put a spotlight on them, or you're, you know, I like to do the thing as an orchestration. Like you said, like I didn't teach Kate how to play her instrument. I wasn't there when she bought it. I wasn't there when she practiced her scales. I wasn't there when she joined the band, right? But I just got to be that person in front of her and go, you know what I mean? And when you have, when you initiate a space that is comfortable, right? You have to initiate a space that's comfortable for somebody to share what they're grateful for. They're actually bringing love out of their chest and voicing it and creating a memory that they're not going to forget. It's a whole, you know what I mean? Like it's, you're grateful for somebody, but as soon as you share it with another person, it comes to the forefront of your mind and it's a whole new memory when we're talking about it. And there's a lot of power in that.
Immense power, and everything in positive psychology and anything behavioral psychology I've studied shows that we live with our inner demons. We live with a voice constantly whispering to ourselves the things that we could do better, the things we need, we don't have, all of these needs, wants, and desires. And the easiest way to snap us out of it is for somebody to lead with love, to lead with kindness, to lead with gratitude, because it sets a tone that it's equally okay, even better, to lead with that. But it's really hard to take a step and say something that doesn't have a need or a desire attached. But gratitude is simply gratitude. And when we express it, when we understand in my world the connections that come from it, there's nothing to return to thinking of the past. There's nothing to look at in the future. You're in that moment with that person, with that expression, and what they do inevitably is express gratitude back.
Right. And the amazing thing about that, which I've learned, is that that mirror reflection that you get when somebody shines that light on you, it can change you. It totally can, because it reminds you, you know what I mean? You know, I've been doing these Friday flashback gratitude clips, you know, because I've been initiating videos for 6 years. And I remember meeting Fred, which I'm going to show you right now. I remember meeting him in a bar in Las Vegas, right? I do this big trip called the Punching Depression Tour, where I'm going all throughout the West Coast, this journey just to initiate videos and to just explore, right? This idea of what if you just went around asking people what they're grateful for? What would that mean? Like, what can you collect? You know, that whole, again, that mirror reflection. But the amazing thing about technology and living nowadays is that mirror reflection can be captured, right? This stuff can be shared. People can feel that moment. Like, it can live on forever, in infinity, actually, which is an amazing thing. So anyway, so back to that idea of that mirror reflection, I'm going to share this real short clip. I've been doing these Friday gratitude flashbacks.
So if you could just say your name and something you're grateful for.
Hi, my name is Fred, and I am grateful for being adopted. My mother had a choice at a very young age, and I possibly could not be here today if it wasn't for the fact that she knew that she wasn't able to provide me what she wasn't capable of doing. And I was received into a family that was able to give me and provide what made me into the man that I am today. So I am thankful for the choice that my mom had to make, as difficult as it was. And I'm surrounded now by not just my internal family, but my external family of friends. So that's what I'm grateful for.
Thank you.
What do you got to say about that, man?
That is breathtaking. To have gratitude for somebody's selfless act that also caused his birth mother probably a great deal of pain. And to be able to say in such a proud way that that gratitude and that gift that came with that pain was the right choice, that's pretty deep.
Yeah, I just remember hearing him say that. And that's the amazing thing when you go out in these videos of me doing these gratitude pop-ups. It's like you give people an opportunity, right? The more opportunities you give, that magic just comes out. You know, I remember last year, it's been a year ago, I did these pop-ups, and this guy came up and he said, I'm really grateful. We were at this cross-country meet, and he's like, I'm really grateful for this boy over here. He's like, we went to China and we adopted him, you know, and he told a little bit about that story and about that journey, right? And the amazing thing was when he was done and we were like, can we interview, you think we could interview your son? You know, and we did, man. We got my dad and I were there doing, I think about memories, right? My dad and I were there, we interviewed his son, and his son, it was so beautiful, man, because this young boy was like, he was like, I understand that, you know, I was born with a cleft lip. He's like, I understand that I would have been put on the streets at a certain age, you know, and then, you know, because I was, you know, he's like, I understand what would have happened to me if this man hadn't traveled to this, traveled the world to come and basically pick me up. Like it was really beautiful. Just the appreciation and love there for the understanding of how big that was. Right. Like, but see,
yeah,
you just had to, you know, it's just like, what a great story. And it's like, people have those stories all day long. They could be that big, but they're all that powerful, right? It could be being adopted, or that just, it goes back to adoption. But it's like, when you give people the opportunity to share love, you never know what you're going to get, but it's always good. It's always good.
It is. And we, you know, you opened this start of our series with talking about choice. We have a choice to not ask. We have a choice to keep our gratitude to ourselves, or we have a choice to lean in, and we have a choice to really empower others by example and through what actually builds society a stronger foundation. And that is not the negatives in this world or the fear or the hate. It's not just saying hope, it's being specific about what got us to where we are, and to know that many people made very hard choices to get us there. And that's really why, you know, this video, the story you just gave me, that graciousness to understand how a life would have been different without somebody's seeming sacrifice that they are actually grateful for, that's powerful. I mean, I remember when, you asked me last year to contribute to one of your books. And what I wrote, I wrote anonymously, because it would have been too painful for some of the people reading it to know the pain I went through. But that one experience really changed me. And everything that you've written, not just your podcast, has been really monumental for putting that out there and letting people put that out there. So I just wanted to give a shout out to that, because it profoundly changed me in terms of some of the early experiences I had in my life. So thank you for that.
You're welcome, David. I really appreciate it. And I remember reading yours and getting really emotional. And, you know, just again, that perspective, right? It's just such a, when you read someone's perspective given in a situation, you know, there's a story I have in that first book, which isn't my story, but it's, you know, the one about the two sons that had the same alcoholic father, you know, and the doctor goes to the one where he lives in this, you know, the house is crummy and the water, you know, there's water leaking, and the guy's just in there and he's a drunk and he's just upset, you know, and he's just angry, you know, and the guy goes, well, what happened to you? And he looks at him and goes, well, you knew my father. And then you flip it to the other son who's, you know, well respectable, he has a family, and you know, he goes around caring for people, and he looks, you know, when he goes in the other brother's house, who's, you know, everything's kept and he's, you know, he's smiling, he's happy, he's got this family. He goes, well, what did you do? Why did this happen to you? He looked at me and said, well, you knew my father. Like, it's just they both had a choice. You know, and then my friend Paul Bouton said, had a really great simplistic one too. He's like, you know, two people go to the beach. It's a sunny day. Crisp breeze, right? Totally different experiences. Some people don't like the sun. They don't like the sand. They don't like the ocean, right? It's crummy. I'm sweating. It's hot. I don't like people, right? It's the same other person. Wow, what a great day, right? Like the sun shining. Can feel the breeze from the ocean. You know, I'm with friends. You know, there's laughter, right? Like, look at the birds, right? Or whatever. Same experience, same scenario, different experiences. And again, it's all perspective.
It's perspective. It's powerful that way. You know, final thought I'd leave you with is, when we have a lot of choices in life, when we have abundance, that's when we need to make the choice to express gratitude so that it gives the forum and the openness for people who are less fortunate, maybe to express gratitude, but also know it's okay to ask for help. And that balance of people who suffer and those who succeed, some of us have more choices than others. And I'd be remiss if I didn't say that I spend most of my days trying to work to help each other, to help people help each other through connections. But the most important part of that is a recognition that I've had enough privilege in my life that my gratitude is about giving it back.
Mm. That's beautiful. And I, you know, just to add a little, you know, onto that too, part of my daily gratitude practice is reminding myself of the everyday stuff that I have that is so freaking good. You know, yeah. And even state, I even write, you know, I am enough, you know, because I don't want to come and start the day saying I'm in need, because I'm not. Yeah. I'm far from in need of anything. And, you know, and I know that I know that's, you know, it's a gift. It's not like that's given to everyone, you know, not everyone wakes up with running water or electricity or four doors and a lock, right? Like that's not, but it's easy if we don't remind ourselves that that's a gift. Like that's not, you know, so, and just speaking, yeah, to close out though, you know, I have the other book I read, Dear 2020, speaks, is all about perspective and gratitude. You know, because people have complete, again, we all live through the year 2020. We all had different experiences. And the amazing thing is to read people's thoughts, how they experienced and what they decided to focus on. You know, it completely changed my life also just reading people's thoughts. Again, perspective is such a key, is a key to gratitude. And so this has been great, man. I'm looking forward. We're going to do another one next Friday. We'll have some other people to share some gratitude for. And I appreciate you doing this with me, man. It's been really great.
You as well. Thank you, everyone, for listening.
Have a wonderful weekend, everybody. We'll see you next week.